Hi, this is Beth, and I'm a recovering COSA, and I'm going to share my step five with you. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. What I do when I start my step work is I really break down the words. It helps me understand, possibly in a different way, what the true meaning of each step means. So for me, when I rewrite the meaning, I usually read it back to make sure, am I fully aware of what this is going to be about? So for me, I look at this step as meaning that I can accept and let it be in a safe place to myself as well as to another trusted person, the precise depth of things that I've done that go against my own values. And in step four, it's really making sure that I'm aware and list out and prepare the things that I think I might have done. And not to worry about step five, not to worry about who I have to admit it to, but just look at it for myself. And when I get to step five, this is the work that I'm going to do. So I think I can accept to let it just sit there and be in a safe place. I think I can trust myself that I'm still a good person. And I know I can trust another person because I'm working with a sponsor, and that's helped me over these series of steps trust that person even more. So the next thing that I did with step five is just look at my list. What have I really done? Was I willing to see the whole thing? Was I really willing to accept that I have flaws and that I might have to share them, and I might have to be vulnerable, and I might have to feel the pain of what I did? And sometimes in doing the list for me in step four, I'm not really feeling the pain of it sometimes until I actually open up and admit it to someone. So I see why step five is important, is to kind of express and let it out, and then when we're done with step five, to let it go. So in step five, I found definitely that in admitting to someone else, I have to admit to that person as well as to myself that, hey, I'm not perfect. I did make mistakes, sometimes very big. And I also have to admit that I will and understand that I will probably continue to do so, and I'm still lovable. I think in actually speaking about and sharing my wrongs, that I had to accept myself. And it also made me realize when I understood my own wrongs that I placed such high pressure or put myself on this high pedestal that I could do no wrong when actually I did a lot of wrong, but I just didn't want to admit it. And therefore, was I also holding other people kind of highly accountable to their wrongs when maybe they felt the same way I did? That we just went against our values and made these wrong choices and didn't mean to. So I started to kind of see the light about how tough I am on other people when they don't do things that I think they should do. Not only am I placing my judgment and values on them, but I'm not being open to that. Maybe they didn't mean what they did. So again, back to my work on just the admission and to another human being. I always seek out my sponsor first to share, to do the work with, and then also to share my wrongs with. I've made a connection with my higher power by this step that I can also sit still and share it with my higher power. But I start in those two places, my higher power and my sponsor. A third place is for me that I can share with my COSA members. Again, I've taken the time, I think, to feel safe in my COSA meetings, accepted in my COSA meetings, not judged in my meetings, and I've actually learned to be more vulnerable in my COSA meetings. I think when I do share, I realize that I don't have to hold on to that shame anymore. So the first reveal was to my sponsor and higher power, and then my COSA small group meetings, and that lessened all the pain with my wrongs. It didn't feel like that I had to hold on to them for dear life, which again, once I started to release some of my wrongs, I realized how much it felt like a death sentence. Why was I holding on to it? What was I worried about being accepted by others when I wasn't even accepting myself? I realized that I had made up these stories that if anybody had found out that I wouldn't be good enough, that really the opposite was happening because I was holding on to the shame and not revealing or accepting my own wrongs. I couldn't release all that shame. And that's why I felt it was like a death sentence. I think I also learned that I just didn't want to be vulnerable. It was too high stakes for me. I didn't like the feeling because I would have to feel. And when I really broke that down and thought about it, I didn't feel as a young person. I always wanted to squash that feeling. It wasn't safe for me. So I put that all in the back of my mind or tucked it away, and I always thought things through. I never felt them through. And if I wanted to be in my future to have a less stressful life, I was going to have to feel. I was going to have to be vulnerable, and I was going to have to admit openly to a person who I felt safe with the nature of my wrongs. So I set aside a date to work with my sponsor for step five, and I really didn't see the importance of where we did it. We always met in a coffee shop, someplace fairly regular. There were times when people would sit too close that would feel slightly uncomfortable, but I knew step five was going to be a little harder for me, and I think my higher power probably stepped in because at the last minute we decided to change the place. And it was in a beautiful location outside that was free from anybody sitting around us. And for me, that's where I always feel a connection to my higher power. I feel just the wonderful air and birds and trees and flowers, and my dogs happened to be there, and everything was just so beautiful. It was easy to start, I think, talking about what it meant to share my wrongs and what it meant to do this work. So I think when you contemplate doing step five, think a little bit about or talk with your sponsor about where you might want to do that. Be in the most comfortable and gentle place that feels good and accepting to you. I also want to share that step five, I didn't think at first that it would be difficult to share this because I felt step four was so difficult. But then when I look back, I thought every step was difficult, three or two. But I realized it's such a process that gets you ready for the next step. So when step five was there, started, I realized that I did such great work in the previous steps that I was willing to begin my step five reveal without any reservations. I started revealing my innermost feelings about my inventory, whether it be fears or sexual inventory or harms to others of who I've wronged. And it was tough first admitting to myself that I could have really hurt others. I needed to be totally honest, and was I being totally honest with my feelings and sharing those and you know, some of the things about taking care of others' needs where really I might not have taken care of them, I impacted them. Those were always hard to admit. I think I was protecting myself from the pain, that I could have caused pain for others, and I didn't want to think of myself as not a good person. So, of course, there will be fears in this step, like everyone when they first do it. But take the time to realize that you're in a safe place, you're with people you trust, and they'll only have love and understanding for you. And give yourself a big hug and realize that this is all hard work and you're doing it for a really important reason. So take care of those feelings that come up for you. Have a lot of patience. For me, I write a lot. And I think what I realize now when I do my step work, writing is where I feel the most. I can pour out my heart and soul into my writing. It reminds me of all the issues that come up when I start writing. sometimes I pause and think about who I harmed, but when I start to write, it really does come out. And I feel a pit in my stomach sometimes, and I used to shove it aside and just want to, you know, not even think about it. Now I feel, and I even put what I'm feeling down on paper at that moment. It doesn't hold me back. I definitely can breathe through it, get through it. Sometimes I have to pause and allow myself to cry. If I think I've harmed my children, when I, you know, want to think I'm the best mother in the world, it's really tough work to do it. But I know in the end it's going to help me get to the place I want to be. So I want you to think about trusting the process, and the healing comes in God's time. I didn't realize there was really a process to the step work or even how step five I was going to do a reveal. And I think I was so oblivious that each step flowed into each other, and then each question in each step flowed and helped me get more familiar and more easier with this reveal. I'm really trusting the process more easily, and I'm learning to be very gentle on myself that when I'm ready, I can do this. I don't have to do it all at once. I bet you, like myself, that people sometimes when they do their step work, they avoid admitting or looking back at how they've acted from childhood through teenage years through adulthood. I know I was. I felt that, was I going to look so self-centered? Was I selfish in my early years, or was I selfish as a wife or a partner? Was I not caring enough? Was I too caring? And then when I got angry because I wasn't being taken care of by them, I demanded or expected or acted self-centered. Those were things that were all hard to admit. I see now, though, that I can get through this, and I was probably hardest on myself to admit some of the things that, I needed to admit. I didn't gloss over things. I really wanted to make sure that I did a really good step five. It took me many weeks to do the work, just even to look back at step four and think about each of the harms and each of the inventory items that I put down. And when I did my share with both my higher power and my sponsor and in my COSA group, I wanted to make sure that I talked about all of it. Maybe not in my COSA group every single thing, but with my sponsor, I really did go through my inventory and talked about the feeling, why I did things, what value I went against. And it felt like such great relief sharing all of it. I was ready and willing, and I was able to then let go. It was really a wonderful feeling at the end. So it didn't come easily. I didn't even lean easily on my higher power to do that. My sponsor helped me to keep going back to my higher power and just, you know, to sit still and look for answers from my higher power. What should I do? How should I handle it? What was going to be hard about it? What was I feeling? And just talk to my higher power. That doesn't come easy all the time, but practice for me is going to help me, and it's easier every day the more I do it. One of the other things I want to just let you know that I got a lot out of doing step five was the feedback, not only from my sponsor, but in my step study and in my COSA group. When I was able to share my work, I heard such great feedback about either how I've helped others or how they had similar situations and how they had to deal with their step five. And I wasn't alone. I know it was vulnerable work, but I realize now what they've had to go through, and that helped me feel very good. I also see that sometimes the things that I did, maybe I did for a reason, even though it went against my values. And I know now I didn't mean to do some of the things, and that I'm still a loving and caring person. So I'm truly thankful for the work in acknowledging my wrongs and seeing my shortcomings that are God-given. And these are all part of the assets as well as the liabilities that I carry. I really feel blessed to have gone through this work and to prepare for step six. And a lot of it is about vulnerability for me. And I'm just grateful that I've had the support to do it. And that's why I say the best thing to do is if you're working a step alone and you're listening to this recording, find somebody or work with somebody that feels safe to you. It'll have a lot of meaning when you can share it with somebody or work through a step with somebody to help you get more depth out of it. So I hope that helps, and thank you for listening.